The first announcement that Silver Bay Seafoods was planning to open a processing facility in Bristol Bay came in late November on the Deck Boss blog run by veteran Alaska journalist Wesley Loy. The company has apparently purchased 8 acres of industrial zone property on the Naknek River adjacent to the Leader Creek Seafoods facility. The company plans to construct a high-volume processing plant on that land that will have the daily capacity to process and freeze 2.4 million pounds of salmon and 900 tons of herring. To pay for construction of the plant, Silver Bay Seafoods is offering to sell ownership interest for $25,000 for each 0.1% of the new company called Silver Bay Seafoods Naknek LLC. The news that a new seafood processor is coming to the Bay has been met with enthusiasm by many stakeholders in the Bay's commercial salmon fishery, including the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which is the community development quota organization for Bristol Bay. Robin Samuelson is a commercial fisherman and the CEO of BBEDC.
The processing capacity at Bristol Bay is way down from 10, 20 years ago, and it's good to see a fresh company like Silver Bay come into Bristol Bay to process salmon and pay fishermen a fair price. We own 50% of Ocean Beauty. It has a major plant in Naknek. I have joy that Silver Bay is coming in and going to compete with us, and the fishermen are going to benefit.
Silver Bay Seafoods notes that the ownership offering is primarily intended for investors who own or operate refrigerated vessels participating in the Bristol Bay salmon drift net fishery. Silver Bay points out that the offering price of $25,000 per 0.1% is based on a $25 million capitalization for the new company. Silver Bay is purchasing a minimum ownership interest of 60% in the new company for $15 million. The new processing facility in Naknek is scheduled to be up and operating in May of 2014, and the initial $25 million is expected to cover the actual cost of the real estate and the costs associated with building the new processing facility. Apparently, Silver Bay Seafoods has already put up over $2 million to purchase the land for the new facility. In the prospectus, Silver Bay Seafood says they will meet or exceed the highest ex-vessel grounds price and provide large-volume, reliable tenders. The new company will apparently be led by a 5-person board of representatives. Silver Bay Seafoods is a relatively new player in the seafood processing industry in Alaska, and it currently runs facilities in Sitka, Craig, and Valdez. A high percentage of the seafood is apparently sold to international buyers for reprocessing and distribution into the Asian, European, and U.S. markets. Currently, over 70% of Silver Bay Seafoods is owned by 125 member fishermen. The company was founded in 2006, and this past season, the company recorded its 6th consecutive profitable year, and the company distributed $7 million in profit-sharing payments to fishermen. Silver Bay Seafoods apparently plans to have a fishing fleet capable of harvesting 18% of the annual drift net harvest in Bristol Bay, and they hope to be able to buy 30% of the annual Togiak Sacro herring harvest. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.